Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Before we go into the message the Lord has placed on my heart, let's just take a moment in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your salvation. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us and that you enable us to be more than overcomers in everything that confronts us. We thank you, Lord, that the angels of the Lord are round about us to deliver us. We thank you, Lord, that your people have let our eye be single, Lord, that our whole body may be full of light. Let our eyes be focused on Jesus, who is alone the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing to break every yoke. We thank you, Lord, for the protection of God. Lord, that the work of the enemy shall not prosper. We rebuke every attack that is coming against your people. Lord, those that are listening, Lord, that have had a hard day, God, we're asking you to resolve problems. We ask you to intervene in their lives. Father, we thank you to work in relationships. We claim the salvation of unsaved friends and loved ones and family. And Father, we thank you that you who began a good work in us, you are faithful to complete it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. I'd like to share with you a verse of Scripture, and that's what we're going to be looking at, Hebrews 13 and 8, a very familiar passage, I trust. It says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. This simple statement is saying that he who we call the Lord Jesus Christ, he was the same in the beginning. He was the same in flesh when he came, born of a virgin, as was prophesied by the prophets. And today, in this present moment, as well as for all eternity, forever, beyond time. And he has not changed. He is God incarnate. He's God Almighty. And my Bible is the King James, and I'm whatever translation you use, there, at least in the King James, there is a comma used in two places in this one verse, and it gives the emphasis to this all-important statement concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, that all the things that were historically reported about him when he came, born of a virgin, he grew up and he began his public ministry for approximately 3 years before he was crucified and was alive for 40 days. He resurrected and then he ascended to his Father. He was the same yesterday and today. That is the present hour in which we are living, and forever, beyond time, in the future. And sometimes it's hard as humans to comprehend words that talk about eternity past or eternity future. There's many things that we can have some understanding of, but we can't really grasp the immensity of that statement. But it's important that we understand, and that's what I want to emphasize, that the same Jesus who did the miracles as he walked along the shores of the Sea of Galilee, as he ministered in Jerusalem, he is the same. And in the small areas, the small towns to which he visited when he was alive, the same Jesus that spoke to the multitudes, that delivered those who were oppressed of demons, that healed the sick, that raised the dead. He hasn't changed in his intention or his character or his purpose. And not only is it vital and important to understand that he's not changed in terms of what he desires to do on behalf of his people in this current time frame, as well as his mercy endures forever. That's what the psalmist says. He is this, he's not going to change. And in this world we live in, there is, it's almost exhausting in terms of especially merchandising, selling new things. They have to constantly have new things. Nothing ever stays the same. In order to stimulate interest, to promote desirability as far as, you know, purchasing, whatever it could be. There's a constant, there's some new thing out there. There's a new iPhone, whatever. I still have an old-fashioned flip phone because I just need a phone. There's no phone booths around anymore. So I don't access the internet, although I do, of course, have to use the internet just to carry on the needs of ministry. But the world loves change. And there's a certain, there's diversity. I mean, there's the change of the seasons. I mean, there's many things that God appoints as change. But as far as the Creator, the Lord of heaven and earth, he doesn't change in terms of his basic nature and character, his virtues, his attributes, his power. It never diminishes. And unfortunately, much of what the world knows, even the church world at times, this verse of scripture, when it's used, there's sort of an emphasis placed on the past, what he did, and the forever statement, without emphasizing the Jesus Christ of now, of today. He's not just the historical Christ of yesterday and the Christ of the future, the Christ of tomorrow, but he is Jesus for our lives now, today. And many well-meaning Christians, even in this day and age in which we're living, they are experiencing far less as far as their rightful place, the privileges they have, the things Jesus has accomplished for them as a child of God. And it's not only defeating, it's heartbreaking to the heart of God. He held back nothing. And in many cases, they haven't been taught the Word of God. And of course, I'm not speaking, there are many good churches today, many on fire preachers who are preaching and teaching the Word of God. But there have been many, historically especially, where ministers have taught the teaching and doctrine of their organization. You know, it's because we couldn't agree, because we didn't understand the revelation of the Word of God, that the denominations developed in the first place. So many, I've heard people say, well, when they got saved, they had an experience with Jesus, and where should they go to church? There's all these denominations, and that's because of the limited understanding that caused factions to break off. I mean, the early church, they had the Torah, and they had, I mean, the New Testament, of course, wasn't written, but they had their experience of Jesus Christ. We're talking about the apostles, the disciples, and that was faithfully carried on. And so we have to understand that we need to go back to the Word of God to understand what is written there, because that's the one thing God has given. It was given, the Word, the Scriptures say, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. So this is the ultimate source where we get doctrine and teaching and understanding and guidance. And, you know, many today, because they think, well, you know, the miracles are for, that was fine for the early church, but that's not happening today. The supernatural doesn't happen today. And so many preach and teach philosophy, social dynamics, situation ethics, social, political, and religious ideologies. And the Lord, praise God, in this, as we approach the very end of days, it says the gospel, and that means the true gospel, shall be preached in all the world. The Holy Spirit is moving to change that. He's calling the Holy Spirit to move in ways to break strongholds and believe system, so that we come back to the simplicity of the gospel. And he's moving in every area of the church world today, in spite of every conceivable device and effort made by the enemy to stop the moving of God. Remember that his chief effort is to blind and darken the minds of those who do not believe. And so we have to be willing to simply, as children, that's why he said, blessed are you, as he gathered the children around them, that these are such that are going to inherit the kingdom of God. We don't need heavy, hard to understand the doctrinal truths. The way of the Lord, I mean, you can certainly go into that, but in terms of studying the Word of God, I mean, it's very, very deep. There's continual revelation because it's a living Word to our hearts and spirits, but it's so simple that a child can understand it. They know what it means to simply come to Jesus, and we need some of that simplicity in our preaching and our teaching. Today there's so many lies and innuendos and half-truths that are spoken about churches and ministers in an all-out effort to prevent mankind, to prevent those that don't understand and have a relationship with Jesus from not only hearing the Word, but experiencing the Word manifested in their lives. That's where it's all at. It's not just intellectual understanding or approval or belief. There has to be a willingness to acknowledge Jesus as he came. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And quite simply, as it says in the Word, no man comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. He is the only way. And for those that understand it, there's great rejoicing because our God is so good. He is a God of mercy and kindness and loving kindness and he's so forgiving. Regardless of what we do, how many times we fall, we can come back, repent, and he opens his arms of love to receive us. Praise God. Well, I've hardly gotten into the message, but I thank you for joining me, and we are going to continue tomorrow on the same subject about the reality of Jesus for now. And I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. I will personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to your heart. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.